Greetings and salutations all. This is AC2GS. My name is Roy. I am net control operator for this segment of the Limark Technical Net. The Limark Technical Net has been around since 1982, and it's things is the first hour. We would like to discuss radio technology, so if people have questions or topics, and we'll take a account of how many people have that. We'll discuss that for the first hour. The second hour, we usually do a science talk segment. Lately, it's kind of turned into a virus net segment, but it depends upon what people are interested in. And the third is Paul, WS2N Space Report. So that's the plan for tonight, as it is for most Sunday nights. As always, let me give you the pertinent links and email addresses after I break for a second. Okay, repeater sounds a little bit noisy from here. If you have any mailbag questions and you can't get onto the technical net, or if you have any topics you would like to hear discussed, or if you have a puzzle, if I ever bring back puzzles, or a topic for the science talk, or if you want to pass on any messages to Paul, if you've seen an article on a website or a news article or anything and want to get his opinion on the subject, you can reach us by using the email address mailbag@ac2gs.com. Again, mailbag@ac2gs.com. Pretty much everything that I talk about to one degree or another will have links to articles that go further into the subject, and like tonight, Paul asked me to put up a YouTube video that he will be discussing later on during the Space Report. So to get to my link page, you just have to open your browser and point it at the URL is roy.ac2gs.com, and that'll bring you to my link page. If you would like to hang out at the chat room, you can get to the chat room by just typing into your browser chat.ac2gs.com, and that will get you there. Finally, I'm going to stream the audio as soon as I remember to do that. You'll be able to reach it at by typing into your browser technet.ac2gs.com. And I will activate that momentarily. And also, as you all should know by now, Mike, KC2NJI, has been archiving the amateur radio, the technical net at his site, amateurradio.tv, for more than 10 years. And he hasn't stopped yet. So if you want to look back at any of the older archived technical nets, or you want to listen to something specifically that you think you missed tonight, you go right to amateurradio.tv and the archives are there. So let me drop for a second and take that opportunity to activate my audio stream for the internet.
AC2GS, WS2N, sound very good tonight. A little noisy, like you said, but sounds good on both repeaters. Back to you, Roy, when you get a chance, if you bring up the audio stream.
Okay, very good, Paul. It just took a click, and it should be operational, so I hope the people who tended to rely on it will find it to be reasonable quality tonight. I've been kind of playing around with the system. My Flex radio isn't working, and I'm waiting for a replacement part to fix it sometime this week. So I'm operating on my ICOM 7100, as I was last Sunday night. So good to have you aboard, Paul. Let me ask if there's anyone out there who has any questions of a technical nature. Please feel free. Hit the push-to-talk button. Give us your first name and your call sign, and whether you have a question or a comment.
Doug, W-H-U-S-A-Y. Where is Dick?
This is Kilobot Bravo 2, India, Quebec, November. I can actually answer that.
Okay, IQN, what's your answer?
As of this morning, K2RIW is a silent key, I'm sorry to say.
I am so sorry to hear that. My God.
He had been dealing with some difficult health issues and had been dealing with depression and, let's just say it's been difficult. So, that's that. KB2IQN.
Well, you know, Christopher, you know, my heart, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I feel so sad and sorry for you and for the rest of your family and for amateur radio in this area that knows and loves Dick so very, very much.
Thank you very much. I wanted to let everybody know because it's the right thing to do. So, back to that. Thank you very much.
No, I appreciate, Chris, that you took the time to join us tonight and to tell us this terrible, terrible news. I don't know. I guess Dick would probably want us to continue with this technical net even despite this tragedy. We'll see what happens. We'll see if anyone's in the mood to and play it by ear. So if anyone has any technical questions or any topics or has anything they might want to say at this moment, please give me your first name and your call sign.
WS2N.
Yes, Paul.
To Chris and the rest of the family, my condolences. Very sorry to hear this terrible loss. If you need anything, let us know.
Thank you very much. I'm absolutely sure my father would want the technet to continue. There's no reason to stop it on this news. I certainly wouldn't want it to end in this way. So, thanks.
Okay, once again, if anyone has any questions or comments or feels inclined to want to say something at this moment, give me your first name and your call sign.
Yeah, this is WA2AXO.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is WA2AXO. It's very sad news. I worked with Dick at B1 on the B1 job at Dearborn Instruments Laboratory for many years. That's really a shock to me. I mean, gee whiz, just a young guy. So, having listened to him for years on the TechNet, also worked with him at AIL, I will let the AIL retirees know about this sad news. It's WA2AXO.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul. WA2AXO. If anyone else has any questions or comments or statements that they would like to say tonight, again, please give me your first name and your call sign.
WA2SAY.
Yes, WA2SAY.
Yeah, I guess Chris is in here someplace.
Chris, I'm very sorry to hear about this. I guess you know I worked with your father for several years at AIO back in the 60s, I guess it was. Very smart man. I'm very sorry to lose him. WA2SAY clear.
Okay, once again, this is AC2GS. My name is Roy. This is the Limewark Technical Net, begun 1982 by Dick, K2RIW. And if anyone has any questions or comments or topics or statements that they are inclined to share with us, please give me your first name and your call sign.
K2NSJ.
Yes, NSJ.
Oh, I'm so sad to hear. My condolences go to the family. If that was Chris, I feel your sympathy and your pain. If there's anything I can do, I'm here in Baldwin. And give the sympathy and, oh God, I don't know how to say it. He was such a good guy. But my prayers go up for your family.
Thank you very much.
Okay, once again, anyone else have anything that they would like to say or any questions or answers or topics or what have you, please give me your first name and your call sign.
WA2CDL.
Yes, Andy.
Okay, Chris, I have no words to express my sorrow here, what you just mentioned. So if anything that you need, you know who I am, we know each other, and I knew your father well too, as you know. So if anything you need, just let me know. You and your family. WA2CDL.
Okay, thank you very much, Andy. If anyone else wants to say something at this time, please feel free. Give me your first name and your call sign.
JD2NBB.
Yes, what would you like to say?
Yes, Roy, and to the Net and to Dick's family. I mean, I know Dick a lot less than most of you guys. I just know him through the Net for the last, about 3 years. I've been a ham, and I just look forward to these podcasts every week. And just his knowledge, his intelligence, but not just his knowledge and his intelligence, just his whole vibe is just so, I don't know, so positive. He's like such a great guy.
Okay, thanks, Bob. I don't know. I'm practically speechless, which is not a good thing for a net control operator. Ham radio operators all over the metropolitan area who have grown up and learned at the foot of Dick for all these many years, it's like a knife going through one's heart. It's just the saddest thing. Anyway, if anyone else has any comments or anything that they would like to say tonight, give me your call sign and your first name, please.
Ben Texian.
Yes, Wesley.
I was just trike right now. I switch on my radio. And, guys, I don't have words. I just don't have words. Let me make a speech, but I have to interrupt. I came to this club in 2010. And for me, Dick was absolutely amazing. Open, beautiful teacher. I had my knowledge, but wasn't consistent and wasn't even organized. Till 2014, Dick was helping me out, promoting, even fighting with some other members for me to be able to train my English and to understand more. He was trying to take from my words the essence, something that was the most essential, and he put all of the words around it and let me be who I am right now. And then Dr. Roy happened to be helped a lot with his amazing ability to learn and memorize. He wouldn't be who he is, I believe, if there was no such individual who dedicated his own life, practically his own life, for our best. I'm working on some projects, and he's helping me out. I'm not working on any project, and he's helping me out. Somebody listen, and he's helping. Somebody doesn't listen, and he's helping. And that's what makes me cry, and to exist.
Thank you, Wesley. Those were very heartfelt thoughts that you said and shared with us all. If anyone else would like to say something about our great loss of a great man, of a good human being. You know, I mean, I've known people who were smart, but you know, when it comes to a good, decent human being who didn't have an apparent malicious bone in his body and didn't have a bad word to say about anyone. He was just, you know, in us Jews have a term for that. It's mensch. It means a man. So he was a very smart guy, but he was also a very decent man. Anyone else with any comments, if they would like to say something tonight on this terrible, terrible night of ours, please give me your first name and your call sign.
Alan, KC2, RSM.
Yes, RSM.
King Bravo 2 Alpha Golf Papa Echo Link.
Hi, Roy, it's Alan. I always liked how Dick ended the technist by saying be kind to each other. Said a lot about him. My condolences to the family.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah, I think that kind of sums up his philosophy, and it's a damn good one. There was someone on the Echo Link who wanted to talk. I didn't quite make out their call sign.
Yes, good evening. King Bravo 2 Alpha Golf Papa, because there's a couple of stations ahead of me. I'll stand by to handle John.
Okay, John. No, you're up next. I was talking to Alan. He said what he needed to say or wanted to say, and you can say what you would like to say tonight, John.
Hi, good evening. I'm sorry for his loss. I know I spoke to you last week, and I had inquired about him, and you told me that he was ill. I'm sorry that became a silent key. He was a great man. I had many communications with him over the years since 1988 when I first became a ham. And everybody should be proud of Dick. He was an honorable man and always went out and loved over, and I'm a little choked up, a little up and above for all ham radio, and everybody should be honored that ever knew him. I never met him personally, but I had many Q-shows with him on the radio over the years, so I'd like to pass my condolences along, and may God bless. King Bravo 2, Alpha Alpha Pop, from Cape Cod, Florida, on Echo Radio. Back in that control.
Well, thank you very much, John. Unfortunately, I never got to meet Dick face-to-face either. I'm sure a lot of people listening to the TechNet for more than a few years remembers John Beck was also a member of the TechNet family. He did the mailbag section. A brilliant engineer, a wonderful guy as well, and he passed away. The Giants are leaving us all alone by ourselves, unfortunately. So, Eric passed away last year. I don't know how you replace people like this. I really don't. Anyway, if anyone else would like to say something at this time, please feel free. Hit the push-to-talk button. Give me your first name and your call sign.
Hello, Foxtrot 2. Telephone Romeo. Name is Dylan.
I'm terribly sorry. You're about 90% noise. If you could either kick up the gain or move the antenna a little bit to either side, try again.
Hello, Foxtrot 2, Uniform Romeo. The name is John. If not, I'll get on a different antenna.
Okay, Don, I believe. Now I'm hearing you about 50% of what you're saying.
Going back a little bit, I'm going to change the radios and everything. Thank you. I'll be right back.
Okay, Don's going to make a couple of adjustments, I think. Again, this is the Limark Technical Net, an institution since 1982, captained by one of the smartest guys and one of the nicest guys that I've ever known, Dick, K2RIW, who became a silent key earlier today. And, the last thing that Dick would want to do, Dick never wanted to cancel a TechNet. No matter what went on, he wanted it to go on. And so in that thread, we're going to try and keep going on tonight. I think, though, that maybe the best thing that we do, at least for the early portion of the TechNet, is to recall the great times we had listening to Dick or the interactions we had with Dick. He was a regular on field day. He would come in the middle of the night and give people a discussion of on antenna theory on field day night. And again, I wish I had attended one of those. It would have probably been loads of fun, but I wasn't able to. But if anyone out there would like to kind of recall the happier moments and the things that they were kind of informed of and by Dick and all these technical nets since 1982, please, if the spirit moves you, hit the push-to-talk button, give us your first name and your call sign.
WB2AHK, maybe.
Okay, AHK.
Whiskey 2, Bravo Zulu on Echo Link.
Okay, Chester first, and then you, Rich. So, Chester, what would you like to say?
Hi. Hi, everybody. WB2AHK. Well, I've been
tuning, listening to the TechNet probably for 15, 20 years. And the only trouble I ever had was staying up. It kept on going and going and going. And unfortunately, I'm the type of guy that has to get up early to go to work. So I was never able to make it almost to the end. Always fell asleep, unfortunately. But Dick, wonderful, wonderful person. Unbelievable knowledge. I learned a lot just listening to him. And he could pretty much tell you about just about anything of any subject. He had a wealth of knowledge. And I am personally going to miss him, even though I never met him. That's one of my regrets, that I never met him. So all I can say is God bless Dick, and to the family, my condolences. A great person, a great ham, and a wonderful, I'm sure, family member. So that's what I wanted to say. Over.
Thank you very much, Chester. Rich, you wanted to say something.
Yes, what struck me most about Dick was his, what he was talking about. He just loved the field that he was in, and he loved teaching it. The other thing that always amazed me about Dick was his patience with people. You know, he'd ask if you understood what he said, and if you didn't, he would go into it again and go into it as many times until you got it. And infinite patience. And the question was too menial for him. You know, he questioned as equally. And I was, like I said, I was always amazed, but mostly by his love for teaching and his love for ham radio and electronics. And condolences to the family.
Well, thank you very much, Rich. John from Los Alamos is in the chat room. He usually comes in through IRLP, and he seems to feel that there's a bunch of call signs that I completely missed. So what we're going to try is a suggestion of John's. I'm going to leave my finger off the push-to-talk button, and if you want to just push down and tell me a call sign and a first name, I will write them down and give people enough time to get through IRLP and Echolink or what have you, and before responding, because if I respond, then I might knock someone off of IRLP. So I will let the carrier go, and please, if you would like to put your name down to be on the list to say something in this terrible night of ours, please, first name and call sign.
QHUC, Steve.
2HVR.
KF2UR, John.
Okay, we have three names. I'll do the three names, and then I'll keep doing this again. So if you would like to say something tonight, if you know, if the spirit calls you for it to do that, I'll spend as much time as we can doing this. So first on my list is Steve. You wanted to say something tonight, Steve.
Yeah, the first TechNet that I ever listened to was the night the day after I passed my test, and I didn't even have the ability to transmit yet. But after listening to Dick the first night, I never missed a TechNet after that. And I think the most incredible thing about Dick was, you know, as smart as he was never, you know, he was always very approachable and never intimidating. You could ask him anything. And I just want to offer my condolences to Chris and the rest of your family. that's a hole that'll never be filled. KD2HUC, back to net.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. Nick, HVR, you wanted to say something tonight? Maybe he stepped away. John, KF2UR.
KF2UR, this is John. I listened to Dick for many, many years. And I asked many questions of him. He always had the right answer. And I never heard him say anything ever wrong on the TechNet. And I haven't been listening for a while, but I just happened to turn on tonight and heard the sad news. He'll be sorely missed, I tell you the truth. But thank you for letting me talk. And he will be missed. Okay, after you are.
Okay, thank you very much, John. So once again, if anyone would like to say a word or two or three or 20 on the passing of a great man, Dick, K2RIW, I will let the repeater drop for a while and give people the opportunity if they want to go through EchoLink or IRLP or what have you to check in and give me your first name and your call sign, and I'll try and rack up a few people at one point, and then I'll ask each one to say their words. So if you would like to say something tonight, please feel free. Just give me your first name and your call sign.
One more comment, WS2N, Paul.
Okay, the second person, again, 99% noise. Paul, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, he always used to give out the number of the net, you know, so I've never stopped counting, so to give you an idea, this is TechNet 1,792. That's a lot of nets. But yeah, I did meet him in person. He used to show up to the field days. He's been over to the QTH. He's going to be missed. Nothing like him. You know, Roy, I know you email worrying about amateur radio starting to slow down, and I think I said ham radio forever at the end when I sent it back to you, and that's really true. I mean, Dick would love to see ham radio continue on, and the TechNet. Back to you, Roy.
Yes, Paul, I have no doubt of that whatsoever. You know, I mean, the nature of science that I started, my little segment is people stepping on the shoulders of giants that came before them and try to see farther than they could without them. And, you know, Dick has been one of those giants in the amateur radio community. He has written articles in QST. He has designed antennas. He has designed linear amplifiers. I have a book written by a British gentleman about the history of UHF, VHF linear amplifiers, and he has a couple of pages on Dick K2RIW's amplifier. He has done so much for this hobby. And the incredible dedication, when you think of it, of sitting there by the radio every Sunday night since 1982, going on and on and on. And the people who have heard the TechNet for more than 10 years remember the semi-strange times where it would go on way past midnight. I can distinctly recall times that there were people still asking him questions at 1 o'clock in the morning, and he just kept on answering them.
It goes beyond. I'm not even sure if the guy took vacation time off. He certainly didn't in the 10 years that I knew him. And that's remarkable. Absolutely, positively remarkable. If anyone else would like to say something, I will once again let the repeater rest for a couple of minutes and give you the opportunity, uninterrupted, to give me your call sign and your first name.
This is Bob, KQRLW.
Kilowatt 1 Mike Fox, Elliot.
Lake and 2H3R.
Kathleen, KC2VCT.
John, WK2J.
Okay, hopefully I got all these. Bob first, K2RLW.
Hi, this is Bob, K2RLW. And I just wanted to pass along the fact that I am a regular listener, although I don't get on often, and that Rich and I were very amused by how close our call signs were and figured out that we were both licensed in 1956 for the first time. And I send condolences to everyone, especially his family. Back to you, Ray.
Thank you very much, Bob. Elliot, what would you like to say?
This is going to be a very long set. I don't believe that it's going to be a terrible loss for anybody who's in the radio community. I remember Dick used to have a tech net before he came up to Limark, I believe on the 147-year blow machine of New York City, and he had someone else with him, and they used to call it the Hip and Dick Show, I'm going to say. And he's been on for a long time, he's got me terribly good. Back to the net.
Okay, Elliot. Yeah, that was my understanding of how this all began. I mean, Dick has mentioned it a few times in the last few years, how he started it off with another guy and didn't really think it would amount to anything, didn't think it would kind of perpetuate, and probably was the most surprised by the fact that he looked back upon it and all the years that it has continued strong. He used to mention that he's done more episodes of the Technical Net than Johnny Carson did Johnny Carson show. And he was very proud of it, and he should be. I only wish that Dick got half of what Johnny Carson got to put on those shows. But that is the way that amateur radio works. But thank you, Bob. Elliot? I'm losing my track here. I have Elliot. Did Elliot just say that, or was that Bob?
No, that was Elliot. Came on MF.
Okay, fine, Elliot. Okay. Next on my list is HVR. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, this is Megan to HVR. Just shocked and condoned to his family. I had the chance to meet Dick one time in Ham Universe, and I introduced myself. I've been listening to him. I got my ticket in 87, and one of the first things I started listening to was the TechNet with my little Kenwood TH215 handheld, 2 meter handheld. I moved the J-pole antenna so I could hear him better because I was in Queens. The only thing I got to say about Dick is, with his knowledge being light years ahead of where I'm at, and instead of talking down to you, when you asked him a question, no matter what it was, I noticed over the years, he talked to you as a person
and never downs you, and that's really, that's all I have to say. 73, and all the best to his family, and I hope that the tech bed continues.
Thank you very much, Nick. Next up is Kathleen. What would you like to say tonight, Kathleen?
Thank you, Roy. Thank you, everybody, for giving me the opportunity. I've been one of the people in the woodwork for probably the past 10 years. I got my ticket sort of by accident when I got into the hobby, but I appreciate all of the technical aspect of it. While you would never, ever want me to do any of it, I appreciate it, and I'm amazed at how much I absorbed from what Dick would be saying. Let me drop. But, you know, those long night talks, I loved them, even though I can be honest and tell you I didn't really get much of the math, but I knew he knew what he was talking about, and I think that he's one of the fortunate people in the world that gets to, that had the opportunity to do what he loved for work, so it was never hard to go to work a day, I would guess, and I just want to thank him and you and his family and my connections to everybody, because they're all going to be. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Kathleen, and I would agree with you. I think probably if he could have worked full-time to the very end, he would. He was in some degree of semi-retirement. Most people would absolutely full combination. It, you know, there have been endless people who tend to live longer than people who have but have to pay the rent. And I think that this... Nothing hurt. Maybe he stepped away. And I will drop him up for a minute or two and give people the opportunity if they have anything to get off of it. As say at this tonight, please give me your first name and your full sign. About 65-70% audio in the rest of it. So I can make out 85% audio.
Okay, I read a little bit.
Yeah, that's much better. It is still not full fighting, but I hear everything.
Man, there's no such thing as. Internet
There are archives of at least 10 years, if not, I think it's 12 or 13. It's available on you just have to type in radio.tv. At the beginning of it, and remember that there's two R's, one for amateur, the R for amateur, and the other at radio, and .tv. And there's archives upon archives upon archives. You'll be able to listen to the have recordings that go back to 1982, but go to amateur radio. I am really positive. Lime Mark, K2KNB. Okay, once again, I am GS. They're controlling their antennas still. This is a mess. As I said, if anyone out there would like to say something on their own part about Dick or you know, whatever their move to say, I will drop the mic for a minute or two and give people the opportunity without timing anything out to give me their call sign and their first name.
WB2QGZ, Bill.
KC2VCT with a question.
Okay, Bill first, and then we'll move on to Kathleen. So, Bill, you wanted to say something.
Hey, good evening. Well, my condolences to Christopher and Charlene. It's horrible news today. And I met Dick probably around 30 years ago, and man, I was just a knucklehead beating my head against a traveling wave tube that I couldn't quite figure out. And he very, very patiently went through the theory and design of my tube. I still have in my pile of documents about a 2.5 or 3 inch thick folder full of hand drawings and calculations and photocopied stuff out of manuals and everything that he put together for me. And man, we beat our head against that stuff and got it rocking, worked with him a little bit up on the tower. Just what a fabulous guy and an incredible resource, and unselfishly gave so many, many, many hours to so many folks just outside of the TechNet, and the 1,700 some odd TechNets is just an incredible commitment. Always wanted to pass along his knowledge and share what he learned, and I would not be where I'm at in my career without his very, very, very patient guidance. And like that, just rough news. Back to net, WA2QGZ.
Thank you very much, Bill. Kathleen, you wanted to ask a question?
Yes. I remember Dick telling a story, and I didn't remember the whole thing, and I was hoping maybe somebody would be able to refresh my memory on the story about him hearing the astronauts, I forget which Apollo flight it was or whatever, but how that whole thing worked out, because that just was, like, so amazing to me. And the other thing, speaking of space, I heard somebody say something recently about another silent key, and I'm going to get it wrong, but something about how your voice just continues on in space, so I like to think that we'll be able to be knowing that it's going on even for eternity.
I like that, Kathleen. Yeah, I believe that. You know, Dick has more than many, many times talked about the fact that electromagnetic waves just keep going and going and going out there. So all of the old technical nets aren't dead, although they're also archived, so we can listen to them here on Earth. but extraterrestrials will be picking up FM signals for eternity. As far as, I heard those stories as well. As a matter of fact, Dick, I think, wrote some articles in QSC about picking up the lunar signals. And I remember he used to tell a story that he got to travel to NASA, one of the places, and some of the guys, when they found out who he was, that he was the guy listening in, were very upset with him. But I would assume, Paul, WS2N, you know the story much, much better than I do.
Yeah, this is WS2N, yeah. It was Dick Slayton. He was an astronaut. He was in charge of all the astronauts at the time. Eventually, he got to fly. Dick went on the Apollo Soyuz mission in 1974. But when Dick went down there, he met him, and this astronaut was not crazy about Dick being able to listen in to, that was Apollo 15 and 16 that he did it with. Apollo 15 was, you know, with Dave Scott, Warden, and Irwin. And then Apollo 16 was Young, Duke, and Manningling. And he set up a dish, and he was able to hear directly from the command module for talking. So, that's a story that he's repeated many times. I wish I could find the year and a month to talk about it. A number of times he talked about it. Then you would be able to hear it on amateurradio.tv if you could find that. He would talk about that quite a bit. So that's to go down to Houston and find out from Deke. Dick wasn't crazy about it, but he was still amazed that Dick and, was able to accomplish that vacuum.
Yeah, I also remember Dick used to mention that he borrowed a very, very expensive piece of equipment from work that allowed him to tune in on that. Do you remember anything about that?
Yeah, I know I don't know the details on that, but yeah, I know he got the equipment he was involved in. I think he set it up at the AIL location, if I'm not mistaken. That's where it was set up.
WA2AXO.
Yes, AXO.
Yeah, I remember this vividly. Dick used a dish, used a paramp amplifier that would enable him to receive those signals. And I believe the fact that they went around here, the backside of the moon, that he was able to pick up a signal from the astronauts. So, I don't know what the year was, but there was a lot of guys at AIL who helped him out with that, and paramp amplifier. That's one of AIL's pieces of system they use. Back to you.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It's a very weak signal he was putting to down into the radio, so I guess that helped him out. I'm sure that he wrote articles in QST. He wrote a few articles. I mean, I think one was about the amplifier, but I think one or two of them was about capturing the moon conversation. I got to check the archives, and if I find the places, the issues, I will mention them next Sunday. Because, if you happen to be an ARRL member, you have access to all the archives of QST. And nowadays, they're even giving members access to their other magazines, QEX and NCJ.
So if you were ever curious about QEX or NCJ and you have a membership to the ARRL, you can go on their website and read some of that. But I'll be looking at the archives and see if I can find Dick's old articles. And I can't post a link to them because they're kind of locked out against AR, you know, people who aren't ARRL members. But I'll find some way of giving people the proper information.
WA2CDL with info.
Yes, Andy.
I noticed one fellow wanted to know that you had the year for that Apollo mission, for Apollo 15.
Okay, Paul. Andy, you wanted to say something.
Yes, I'm still in shock, I have to say that. In the ARRL antenna book, in the space communications section, you'll see an article that he wrote on a stressed, it's called the stressed parabolic dish. I forget the actual frequency that it's mentioned, but that's the one that he designed to communicate. Or to listen, I should say, to the communications from the Apollo space mission back in the late 60s. And you'll see the article. It's in any of the ARRL antenna books will have that. I think it's still posted also in the space communications section. You'll see the dish he built with the feed horn coffee can taped to the end of the support. All right, back to you. I just thought I'd give that information.
No, thank you very much, Andy. I appreciate it. I'm sure there are little bits and pieces of Dick's genius that can be found in all kinds of publications. I wish he had written more stuff. The TechNet was an incredible feat, but you know, sound waves kind of fade on people. So you know, writing it down or videotaping it would have been a nice thing. I remember every so often Eric used to try and cajole Dick into sitting for a little documentary on Dick's concepts of antenna theory, and that would have been a great thing as well. But we can't have everything that we want in this life, so we settle for what we got. And again, Dick gave us, from 1982 to just a month ago, a ridiculously large amount of his time and patience and intellect. And he did not believe there was a silly, stupid, or foolish question. He respected every single person that I've ever seen him interact with. It's a terrible, terrible shame that he has passed on. Anyway, once again, I am AC2GS. My name is Roy, and if you would like to check in and say something, I will drop the mic for a little while and give people the opportunity to either go through IRLP, which I am being told by John is a little quirky tonight, or EchoLink, and please give me your name and your call sign.
Okay, 2VCV, Gene here with a comment.
Okay, Gene, you wanted to say something.
Yes, this is Gene, K2VCV. I'm in a state of shock right now. My deepest condolences to Dick. What a fine man. I was over his house, his QTH, many, many times. He helped me out tremendously. I was a member of the 10 gigahertz group, and I worked him on 10 gigs, and he taught me a lot. God bless him, and my deepest condolences to him and his family. And boy, I tell you, we're missing we're missing a very, very good guy. It's I'm really in a state of shock. I can't say any more.